Lisa Eyre from kiwisconnects.org.nz. You have a number of protests going off over the country. I think about 12 different locations. And we want to spend this segment just going over that and the reasons why people want to turn up and exactly where they're supposed to turn up to this Sunday. Go ahead.
Well, it's a demo for democracy. Democracy is not alive and well in New Zealand. We have a government that pushes through legislation that is not fully discussed. I'm speechless, really, about what's been happening. Everything's pushed through under urgency, and I firmly believe that the underlying reason for a lot of this stuff is the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement and the corporatization of the world. So our rallies this Sunday, slightly varying times, Kerikeri has gather at Kerikeri Domain, bring a picnic, there will be speakers and a time for you to have your say. Whangarei, Cameron Street, gather at 2 p.m. for a 2:30 march. Auckland, gather at Queen Elizabeth Square, which is at Britomart, at 2 p.m. for a march at 2:30. Walk to Albert Park via Wellesley Street and Princes Street and gather at the Band Rotunda for speeches and some music. And Waiheke, you are joining us in Auckland. We thought about getting something going in Waiheke, but it's not there yet. And Hamilton, details are coming soon, but Hamilton, there is something in the pipeline. Tauranga, gather at the waterfront at 2 p.m., then march to Red Square. That's an interesting place to march to. Gisborne. Now, Gisborne are being very individual, and they decided that there's not many people in downtown Gisborne on Sunday, so they're going to do it on Monday. Come together on Custom Street opposite the police station by the big Tanifar on September the 2nd at 2 p.m. with a planned departure at 2:30. Palmerston North. Gather at the square in Palmerston North at 2 p.m. You'll be walking round the square. Wellington, Cuba Street, Bucket Fountain at 2 p.m. and march to the Beehive. Nelson, join in solidarity at the Cathedral Church steps for a sit-in at 2 p.m. Takaka, Golden Bay, 2 p.m. at the Takaka Town Centre. Christchurch, 2:30 p.m., gather at Latimer Square. Then you'll march west on Worcester past the damaged cathedral and go around, enter the CCC lobby and exit on Hereford Street. I'm telling you this in case you're late and missed them at Latimer Square. March east through the Restart Mall, left on Madras Street and into Cardboard Transitional Cathedral for afternoon tea, and then back to Latimer Square for speeches. And Queenstown, there's a gathering at 2 p.m., Lakefront at the Memorial Gate. So, and I'm hoping to have something in Napier. If there's anybody listening that would be prepared to host something in Napier, please let me know. But we've got a fantastic group of people, really, and we've also got a Facebook page. If you go Kiwis Connect on Facebook, Kiwis Connect for a Positive Future. And one of the things that we're doing in the rallies, if you're not holding a banner, you can bring pots and pans and bang the pots and pans, because we've got a number of people who are marching for different reasons. You see, all these connected reasons people could yell about, and that might upset somebody else. So if you've got pots and pans to bang, then it actually takes away the conversation and just makes the point. So we've got the government, how professional corporate lobbying denies us of our democratic voice, the TPPA, banks and incredibly unequal wealth, the media, we need the truth, food, seeds and pesticides and GMOs, the control of our food system, mining, corporate interests over local interest, climate, fossil fuel pollution and environmental issues, health, big pharma controls, fluoride, it doesn't just affect the teeth, education, privatising bulk funding charter schools, justice and prisons, they're being privatised, and on a more international thing. Arms industry is promoting war, keep New Zealand nuclear free, and we will have a nuclear free banner for sure at Auckland. So all the, and there's other issues too. All those issues, we're coming together. So that's why it's a better idea to have pots and pans to bang or whistles to blow. If you're holding a banner, you can blow a whistle for winner whistleblowers like Bradley Manning and Edward Snowden. Because,
and they'll be the first people to be targeted and arrested. But yes, go ahead.
I don't think anybody should be arrested because it's supposed to be a peaceful protest. It's Father's Day. We want people to take fathers to take their kids and kids to take their fathers. So we don't want any sort of dramas on this occasion. It's not appropriate with children there.
So
I'm hoping that we'll get a good turnout. And also I'd like to open the door to any people that can't go to there is a march in Auckland against the West's involvement in Syria. But if you can't go on the Saturday one, come with us, because this is all part of the overall financial agenda that's going on in the world, the dominance of the West. So it's appropriate to join us as well.
Mm-hmm. And indeed, Penny, you can shed some light on the Syria situation, because when a lot of people, I said this over the break, is when a lot of people talk to me about Syria and the bad things that are going on over there, I just go, are you serious? And they go, yes, I am serious. And I go, oh, that's so sad.
Well, the fact of the matter is, I mean, I remember really clearly back in 2003, I think it was about February, when we had a big march against the impending unlawful invasion of Iraq. And the reason given for this coalition of the killing, because remember, this never went through the United Nations. There was no international rule of law that applied to this unlawful invasion of Iraq, was because Saddam Hussein was supposed to have had weapons of mass destruction. And then it comes out, oh, actually, there weren't any. Meanwhile, I mean, all this concern about, oh, you know, the poor civilians being harmed by these weapons of mass destruction. Well, I put it to you that when you've got an invasion of a country, you've got military running around killing people, bombs dropping and all the rest of it, civilians get killed by unlawful wars. And it's just the same as all this hoo-ha about people in Syria who are supposed to have been poisoned. All we've seen on TV are some unwell-looking people. I have yet to see any medical certificates signed by independent doctors of death certificates. They died because of chemical poisoning, nerve gas or whatever. And that's the first thing. Seek truth from facts. I want to see lab reports that prove what was the substance that killed any of them, if, in fact, people did die of this. The other thing is, the secondary question is, well, even if people did die from chemical poisoning or nerve gas or whatever, the question is, who did it? And I cannot believe this massive rush to judgment at 30,000... Well, I can't believe it because it's been done before, actually. I take that back. That, we're now going to invade Syria because of some dodgy thing said by some dodgy people, and the whole international rule of law, the whole basic principle of seeking truth from facts, we'll just let all that fly out the window, and here we go again. Well, nah, that's not okay. So that's why at 12 noon, I'm going to be at Aotea Square in Auckland. A demonstration has been called against this impending war on Syria, even though I can only be there half an hour because I've got another radio interview with somebody else at 1 o'clock. But the fact of the matter is, this is not okay. And our government needs to be held to task, that we have to demand as citizens that our government carry out the international rule of law regarding any form of invasion of other people's countries. That's not okay. You can defend yourself if you are attacked. But to go in and attack another country on this bogus basis that apparently some people have died or been made ill because of chemical attacks when there's no proof to back that up. That this is just not okay, folks. Wakey, wakey, don't fall for a game.
What if you financed a rebel group or something of that nature in lieu of invading them in order to stoke up a whole bunch of tensions to give you the pretext and the excuse for invading them, Penny? Under international law? Because the CIA has apparently been doing that for decades and decades.
They certainly have, yeah.
Mm-hmm.